You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and tonight I have a very special guest with me here in the studio in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. We have Mr. Bob O'Connell. Welcome, Bob.
Thanks, Mike, for having me.
It's great to have you back once again. You were on the show, over a year ago, I guess, when you had a CD come out, and now have a brand new CD coming out, and we're thrilled to have you back. Tell us a little bit about Mr. Bob O'Connell. Actually, I'm going to whisper into the microphone. This is a secret to the audience at home. I know Bob very, very well, but we're going to pretend like I hardly know anything about you and ask you about what was your musical background. You grew up in Hopedale, Massachusetts, right?
That's right. And lovely Hopedale, Mass.
And learned how to play on things in Hopedale.
Yep. I started playing the organ at 5 and then went to the piano at 12 and went to University of Lowell and got 2 degrees in music and then went from there, became a lounge lizard, piano bar player, opera singer, and now sing barbershop music with, a good friend of mine. You.
There you go. And on your treks around as you say, lounge lizard, which is a great term. I love that term. You ventured out to California for a few years, right?
Right. I went out there with a dear friend of mine, Dave Smith, who's now a country western recording star down in Nashville. And we went out there to try to break into music. Stayed out there about a year and a half or so, and then came back because we just couldn't make it out there. Very difficult.
Tough spot to make it. And when you came back, a lot of music still in your life. You were playing at weddings and hangings and all kinds of things, right?
Weddings and hangings, yeah.
Mostly weddings.
And then a brief stint, about 5 seasons, up at a resort called the Balsams up in Dixville Notch.
Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, where they vote first in the United States.
First place to vote.
That's right. And so the Balsams is a beautiful spot up there. Played music up there for a while, as I understand. And your first CD was entitled what?
First CD was entitled Prelude to a Dream.
And we featured that last year. And now you have a brand new CD, which is called A New Dawning. And it's available just about at every record store. Is that correct?
No, actually, it's not. I wish it was.
But if they're interested in
it. But if they're interested, they can contact yourself here at the radio station, or they can contact me at 401-726-0777.
Wow, all the phone calls are going to start coming in now. Actually, if you'd like to get some information through email, you can email us here at wcri@classical959.com. And let's get to a piece of music and talk about the title track called A New Dawning. Tell us about that.
I wrote this at about 4 a.m. one night. I got myself an idea in my head, went down to the piano, started working it out, and after that went to the recording studio, Satellite Recording, down in East Greenwich with a dear friend of mine, Emerson Torrey, and came up with the whole arrangement of it. It's not just the piano, it's strings, instruments, no vocals though, not on this track.
Okay, so any particular inspiration to this song?
It was a gift to my wife for our wedding.
Oh, all right.
She wanted something written, so I obliged.
I remember that. I think I was there.
You were there.
I was there. But let's listen now to Bob O'Connell and A New Dawning.
Thank you.
beautiful music, Bob. And I guess I have to ask you a question that I frequently ask composers and writers. You mentioned that you woke up and you just decided to write this. Now, does that appear to you like an elephant in pajamas? Where does that come from?
An elephant in pajamas. I have no idea where it comes from. I just happen to wake up and there's something in my head. There's a line of music in my head. And from there, I just sit at the piano and close my eyes and let kind of my fingers go on the keys. And in the end, hopefully, come up with a creation.
So it's a melody line, so to speak.
Yep, melody line or a line of lyrics,
mm-hmm.
Called the hook, if you want.
The storyline.
The storyline.
Yeah. And so, you know, some people, when they speak several languages, sometimes say they think in a language. Do you actually, when you see that, do you actually think in music? Like a different language, almost, to some people?
I guess you could say that. Yeah,
So it kind of comes out, you see the notes and in your head, and you just...
Yeah, I see the notes, or I hear it in my brain, mm-hmm. and I start humming it, and next thing I know, I'm writing it all down.
Let's go to this next song called Broadway Dreamin', and this has an interesting story. I've heard you tell this before. Tell us about that.
A dear friend of mine, when I was at college, a girl named Linda Sorelli, went down to New York City to break into Broadway, and I went down to visit her one time to have an interview with William Morris Company, the agency. And she was looking to have some type of an audition piece to go to sing and perform that wasn't the normal music that most people would bring into a director or so. So
right,
she
it wasn't
asked,
My Way or
right,
My Heart in San Francisco or something like that.
Or Wind Beneath My Wings, something right. like that. And so she had asked me, and I went home. On my way back to my home on the bus, I started just thinking about the people down in New York and what they have to go through to break in. I'd watched Chorus Line, and that was kind of an inspiration as far as, you know, what the people have to do and go through. So in the end, I came up with this tune, Broadway Dreamin', and I sent it down to her, and my hope is that it helped her get some parts. I haven't spoken to her now in several years. So
this is you singing?
Right, me singing.
The lyric in this one.
Neon lights, they light up the night and reveal the city I love. Avenues where dreams do come true, I look down from my window. I know I'm Broadway scheming to get that first opening night. I'm Broadway dreaming. I'm Broadway. So I'll be Broadway. takes to become a great star. I sing, I dance, I'll act at the bar. I've done all the roles from young kids to old souls. Can't you see this is my destiny? I'm Broadway dreaming, Broadway scheming, to get that first opening night. I'm Broadway dreaming, I'm Broadway dreaming.
Now we've had the instrumental and a little vocal, and now we're going to go back to those days driving around in California with this next chart, right?
Right. This chart's called Sunset on the PCH, or the Pacific Coast Highway.
What year was that that you took that drive?
That was probably like 1983 or so, when Dave and I had moved out there with a couple of other buddies of ours, and we decided to take a weekend up in San Francisco and drove the PCH up and saw the sunset up there and said, you know, this is the life. We need to live here.
Cool. And so that's what the inspiration of this song is. Again, are all of these songs we're going to hear written by you?
All of them are written by myself. Dave Smith did help me write a few of the songs and co-wrote them, and this was one of them.
All right. We're going to listen to Sunset on the PCH. And then take a break. All right, we'll be back with more of Conducting Conversations with Bob O'Connell. The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations, and I'm talking with Bob O'Connell and listening to some cuts from his new CD, which is called A New Dawning, and it's available by emailing us here at the station. As a matter of fact, we're going to give one away. I think we did this last time you were here. We gave a CD away.
We did.
So if you would like to get a copy of this, you can email us here at the station at WCRI@classical959.com. And we'll take all the emails we get, throw them in the hat, and then one lucky person will win a free CD. And the rest of you, if you'd like, we'll give you information about how to purchase one. In the meantime, Bob, we've heard some, we heard two instrumentals and one vocal so far. And this next song was, I guess you probably wrote it thinking it was going to be just instrumental, right?
Yeah, actually. I was sitting at the piano one day and playing through some chords and some lines of music, and thought it would be a nice thing to be able to put some lyrics to it, but was really stumped as far as what I wanted the song to say. So my wife came into the room and I said, you know what, I'm going to put you to work. Here's a melody line and some ideas, and come up with some lyrics for me. So a couple of weeks later, she walked in, and Now It's Me was created.
Now It's Me, with lyrics and the words.
And the words.
By Lisa O'Connell.
Birds sang each morning, stars shone each night, seeing the love in her eyes made things right. We had each other, there was nothing that we couldn't do. Then days came to pass. I thought that love was supposed to last. Who would have thought I would be wrong? All at once, she was gone. I thought that our love was real. I guess I was too blind to see. She kept the pain deep inside her. All at once, is gone. Now it's me. I'll go through my lifetime playing each scene to the end. I'll go through my lifetime asking myself just why. My heart thought this was my true love. One glance and everything seemed to change. So I'll go on watching people pass hand in hand, and then wonder why me. All at once, she was gone.
Beautiful song written by Lisa, and with the words anyway, and nice melody written by you.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that, and I was very proud of her to be able to put some lyrics to it and to make it her own so that she finally can say that, hey, she co-wrote a song.
And there you go. And that's just never done anything like that before, I presume, right?
Nope, never done anything like that.
So there's a hope for the rest of us.
Especially you.
Especially me. It might happen someday. We go from a relatively new song that Lisa wrote those words just a couple years back. Last year or the year before, right?
Yep.
And now we go back to the 1980s to a song called I Truly Love You, and you have on your jacket line here 1981, right?
1981. That's when Lionel Richie was out with all of his songs and was the top of the charts, and I kind of liked the way he wrote and sang, so I said, you know what? I can do something like that. And I was playing at the Balsams at the time, and late at night on the studio patio out there, I was playing on the piano and came up with this tune.
And the words kind of indicate, I truly love you, that this was written to perhaps a squirrel that was nearby in the Balsams?
No, actually it wasn't written to anyone that I knew, thank goodness. I wrote it as a generic love song that I thought folks would enjoy.
All right, so now you can take this generic love song and make it your own. After this one, we'll take another short break and be back with more of Bob O'Connell and Conducting Conversations.
You know
The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Welcome back, everyone, to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting this evening with Bob O'Connell, composer, author, all-around good guy, singer, pianist, gardener, home construction maintenance man.
Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder has been, just to give you a little personal background, Bob's been, while he has regular employment and does his music on the side, he's been having his home reconstructed, more or less. And you've had a wonderful time with that, right?
Oh, truly enjoyable. I highly recommend it to everyone.
to have your house torn apart from under you. But let's get back to the music. We've been listening to Bob's recordings on his newest CD called A New Dawning, and some great charts, as they say. And we're going to go to one now that has some other people that we know that have helped you put this together. Why don't you name some of the people that are in the process here of putting all this music together?
I wanted to give thanks to my dear friend Jim Berger, who played bass on just about all of these charts. Emerson Torrey, who played also guitar on it, did some background vocals, and also was the main recording engineer.
Can we stop right there for a minute?
Sure.
Because I think if there's people in Rhode Island or Southeast Massachusetts or Connecticut area that are obviously listening to this show, they might, if they were of
smart,
a generation that was listening to other kind of music other than classical a few years back in the 80s, they might remember a rock and roll group called the Schemers.
That's right.
And both of those gentlemen were in that very popular group, correct?
That's right. Both right. were.
Jim Berger and Emerson Torrey. And now
Mark Cutler, and Mark was also part of the CD project as well, playing guitar.
So you went to the roots of rock and roll to get your CD done.
Yeah, to get some smooth jazz.
All right, let's go now to One More Time, and tell us about this song.
Well, One More Time was written for a dear friend of mine who lives down in Virginia.
Do you realize that's the fifth dear friend of yours you've mentioned in this show?
I have a lot of dear friends.
A lot of dear friends, okay.
Yeah, a lot of dear friends.
I want to know the ones that aren't so dear, but go ahead.
Probably not.
Down in Virginia. We're down in Virginia
We're
now.
Down in Virginia, and I basically just wrote this song for
Bob,
her.
I'm going to interrupt you at this point, because walking into the studio right now is the man we've just been talking to. There's the round of applause coming from the studio audience. And Jim Berger has just come in. Can we just close the studio door? Welcome, Jimmy. Just go right over to that microphone right there and say hello to the audience.
Hello, audience.
It didn't have to be that loud.
I'm sorry.
But that's all right.
I'll just stay right back here. Go ahead, Bob. Continue. Hurry up. I got
to
go.
Jim just walked in to surprise Bob with a birthday cake. And we'll sing happy birthday to him off the air. Right. But we were down in Virginia, I believe, is where we were.
Down in Virginia. And the song was written for a dear friend of mine, Deb Silvers.
All right. We'll listen to One More Time. Bob, I want to thank you for bringing great music to the show. This is a great CD. And again, if you're interested in how to acquire a copy, just drop us an email at wcri@classical959.com or call Bob's phone number directly at
401-726-0777.
There you go. And we have one more tune for you, which is another one that involves your wife, Lisa. Tell us about this.
She wanted to come in and do some background vocals for me, so I said, you know what, this would be a great idea. So we recorded this tune and had her in doing the backgrounds along with my friend Jimmy Berger and Emerson, and called Lovers in the Night.
All right, we'll listen to Lovers in the Night, or actually we'll listen to a portion of it. We've run a little bit long on time, but thank you once again, Bob, for being here. And
Mike, thanks very much for having me.
Looks like maybe another show down the road for a third CD, hopefully.
Hope
good night,
so.
Everyone.
Gone down, the moon has appeared, stars burn with flame when you are near. Come to me now, show up above. All I can see are lovers in the night, sharing their delight of love. Take a chance on love, with romance and love with one. I'll be right here.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.